Hi, Yuka. So Airbus has been hit with a new problem after a historic recall of its best-selling jets over the weekend.
Well, Sharon, Airbus says that it's inspecting a limited number of its A320 jets after it identified a quality issue with metal panels used on the exterior of the aircraft. The plane maker says this will unlikely cause a safety issue and all newly produced panels conformed to all requirements. However, Wall Street Journal has reported that more than 628 jets could have been fitted with defective panels, with 168 already in service. Now, the news comes just days after a software issue that led to the grounding of some 6,000 aircraft worldwide. The recall covered the A320 as well as the sister planes A319 and A321 over a glitch that can occur on their flight control systems. The A320 is the world's most popular aircraft that recently overtook the Boeing 737 in the total number produced to date, so the mass grounding had a huge impact on air travel. According to analysis by India-based Safefly Aviation, more than 375 airlines were affected, with cancellations and delays. In the United States, it hit Thanksgiving weekend, one of the busiest time of the year for air travel. But the flights resumed fairly quickly as airlines rushed to fix the problem by installing a previous version of software. Airbus says that by Monday, only about 100 aircraft worldwide remained unfixed. Now, despite the plane maker insisting the issues had not impacted its ability to deliver planes, it sparked concern over production delays. The company's shares sank nearly 6% after plunging as much as 10% earlier this Monday.
And what exactly prompted the recall then, Yuka?
So Airbus had been investigating a mid-air incident that occurred on a JetBlue flight at the end of October, which injured 15 people and caused the A320 to make an emergency landing. The jetliner suddenly nosedived, launching passengers to the ceiling while it was on autopilot. But there was no turbulence at the time. After weeks of investigation, Airbus identified a vulnerability in its flight control systems, notably the functions that control the aircraft's pitch or roll, which could go awry when the plane is exposed to intense solar radiation. In the worst-case scenario, the computer error could send the plane into a steep dive, exceeding its structural limits. This intense solar radiation refers to a cosmic phenomenon like a solar flare. This is when the sun sends bursts of extremely high energy and charged subatomic particles. These can distort Earth's magnetic field and could interfere with radio signals, satellite navigation systems, and electronic communications. An aircraft being hit by this is rare, but Airbus says it recommended a software fix out of precaution.
In other business news, Yuka, cryptocurrencies had a rough November with their values sliding right across the industry.
Indeed, November was a very bad month for digital currencies, and December hasn't been any kinder, with prices of coins extending their slide this Monday. Bitcoin and other digital assets are known to be highly volatile, but as they are increasingly becoming part of the global financial system, their decline could be an indicator of something deeper. Luke Trago explores.
A slide for digital currencies that's wiped more than $1 trillion off their value in recent weeks. The world's largest cryptocurrency lost around a third of its value in November, its worst loss in over 4 years, and possibly a sign of worse to come.
Bitcoin tends to be a leading indicator for overall risk sentiment right now, and its slide does not bode well for stocks at the start of the month. There is no obvious driver. However, the sharp decline in volatility last week may have unnerved some investors who remain concerned about an uncertain outlook into year-end.
Crypto has never been so connected to the financial system. The US Securities and Exchange Commission approved spot Bitcoin exchange-traded funds, and the current White House's embrace of digital tokens needs little elaboration. As money flooded in and debt boosted the year's earlier rise to record prices, volatility and the asset's frothiness became apparent when resurging US-Chinese trade tensions spooked financial markets and triggered a crypto sell-off.
When Trump got elected, we were saying, gosh, finally we're going to get all the institutions, ETF approvals, pretty much all the headlines that we dreamed of in crypto. The market just has not reacted the way that you would have thought.
As the line between traditional and crypto finance has blurred, cash flows have become more subject to volatility. The rewards that digital currencies can offer are staggeringly huge, But issues in the real-world economy and ensuing risks mean the fallout can be just as dramatic.
Finally, let's take a look at the markets, Yuka.
No, it's not just cryptocurrencies. Global stocks mostly declined as well as the crypto slide dented investors' risks appetite and several government bond yields rose. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones lost 0.9%, snapping a five-day winning streak. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq also edged lower moderately. European stocks earlier broadly pulled back. Frankfurt DAX was pulled down by the decline of German defence stocks like Rheinmetall and Renk. And that's it from the Business Desk.
Thanks so much for all of that, Yuka. Yuka Woya there of all the day's business news.